And this is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC. And this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. I'm located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We are streaming live via the internet on the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November. Also on Broadcastify. Broadcastify is another app you can put on your phone. I'm not going to try to spell that because I'd probably just mangle it. Anyway, it's a pretty good app. I've used both of them. I think Broadcastify sounds a little better, but that's just me. Temperature right now outside here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is 84 degrees, going up to about 98 today. We haven't had it as bad as the East Coast has had it for the last few days. It's been hotter in New York City than it's been here, so we'll take that, but that's all about to change. We're about ready to get into our 100-degree type temperatures, I'm afraid, as the week goes on. All right, I can imagine what today's net's going to be like because this is a weekend for field day, and so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of field day setup stations that'll be, especially on 14300, will be coming our way a little bit later on. So if any of you all out there are participating in field day today, let me know. Our Coast Guard net members, let me know, and I'll give you a good solid report. Looks like the band is maybe a little better than last week, but not a lot. Station on the frequency here before doing the parks on the air, a lot of QSB on his signal, there were times when he wasn't readable and the other times when he was S9, so it was it's kind of a mixed bag. I've got Whiskey 2 Echo United United, Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie, Kilo Bravo 1 November, Whiskey 0 Echo November, Echo November Oscar 4 Mike. And let's grab one or two more, and I'm going to keep the list kind of short today because of the QSB. So let me grab a couple more for the list, and then we'll take some more. Coast Guard veterans for the Coast Guard net.
Kilo Bravo, Whiskey 6, Kilo, Mexico.
Kilo Bravo 1, Juliet Delta Yankee, and Whiskey 6, Kilo, Mexico. Other Coast Guard veterans?
November Mike Kilo.
All right, November Mike Kilo, I have you. One more. Oh, and I didn't even get that one. Try again. Wow, conditions are already not so good. Tell you what, hang on, everybody. Let me work some of these, and then I'll get some more. I hear some more out there. Hopefully the signals will come up. Whiskey 2, Echo United, United. Go ahead.
W5CGC, W2EUU. Good morning, Dick. Hope you're doing well. We've got about 80, no. What kind of temperatures do we have here this morning? Looks like we've got about 76 degrees. Going to go up to 82 degrees, what they're saying. We've got a chance of thunderstorms and all that good stuff. And we're getting ready to pack. For our trip, of course, I think I mentioned to you, the doctor cleared the XYL for this vacation. But as soon as she gets back, the day after we get back, they want to see her up in Roanoke, do another look at something or other, I'm not sure what. And then the week after that, somewhere around the 21st of July, she's going up for her surgery. So I'm going to be running back and forth between Wise and Roanoke for all of next month after we get back for sure. We'll have to see where it goes from there. Anyway, we're very hopeful that it's all going to work out just fine. How are things down your way there, Dick? Over.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. It's been hot and dry here. No rain has fallen in my backyard for a couple of weeks now, so it's starting to get its accustomed to summertime brown look. Even though I do run the sprinklers, it's the grass just doesn't survive in the heat, and we kind of expected that, but it was pretty while it lasted. Anyway, other than that, all is well. We're doing well. Unfortunately had to miss the CWNet on Thursday. Somebody keeps scheduling doctor's appointments on Thursday. I don't know who the heck does that, but I need to talk to whoever it is. So I missed that one, but the good news is the doc checkup was good. Everything's going well. No surprises there, so we're happy to hear that. Other than that, not doing too bad. I got a new air conditioner, but there's a big problem with it. It's sitting here on the floor. It's not operational yet, so we're still operating on portable air in here, and it'll keep it kind of cool until a little bit after noon my time, and then I gotta get the heck out of here because it's just too hot. Over.
No, I can imagine down there that it would be that way. Yeah, you have to get that thing up in your window wherever it is you're gonna put that new air conditioner, get it running. It's been hot up here. We've had some, believe it or not, temperatures up into the 90s, below 90s, though it's not much. They say it was only going to get to like 89, but it got into like 91 or so. So we've had our share of the hot weather as well. Thunderstorms off and on, more off actually than on, but we've heard a lot of thunder and seen a lot of lightning, but it just hasn't been raining on us during those periods. They're kind of contained, and they kind of hang out just to the north or the south of us, so we haven't quite gotten all the rain we really need to get. Let's see, did I tell you I got a new bass guitar over?
You did. You told me about that last week, and have you used it in anger yet?
Oh, not in anger, but I'll tell you, I'm really enjoying it. It's much better than the old one I had, although the old one was good, and I thought it was wonderful until I started playing this one, and this one is excellent, absolutely excellent. So I've been enjoying that. Just about cleaned out everything from my office at the airport. I sold my flight simulator to a friend of mine. The new guy coming in, I couldn't get him to act on anything. He doesn't return my phone calls or anything. I finally said, the heck with it. You've had your chance. So I sold it to a friend. We got that out of there. That was one of the biggest things. We got a few pieces of furniture left in there and some old radios and transponders that came out of Cessnas, and I'm hoping maybe to sell it to him. But I'm not going to move it. I'll just leave it there until he asks me to move it or they confiscate it or whatever it is they're going to do. But pretty much I'm finished with them, Dick. Over.
Well, I understand. That's unfortunate that had to all happen the way it did. But, I guess that's the way the crow flies or whatever, I guess, the stage of the game. Any which way, Mr. Bob, well, it's been good talking to you. I want to wish you the best on your cruise. Enjoy your vacation. I wouldn't worry about anything until you get back. Now on that with the missus, and I just hope you two guys have fun. Over.
Now, Roger. Well, we hope to. We were going to a bunch of places we've never been before, and we even got one advisory from the cruise line that getting into St. John, Newfoundland might be somewhat of an issue because of the weather and ice. I thought that was absolutely humorous. Ice. As if we're thinking about ice this time of year. But anyway, that is the case. There was one other thing I was going to say. Oh, yeah, we will not have any phone contact or internet contact. We're not going to spend those bucks on the ship to do it. And AT&T wants a fortune to use the phone. So we're just going to shut her down and just use it for what the cruise line will let us do on the ship as far as getting their programming. But as far as communicating, we are going off the grid on the communications there, Dick. Over.
All right, sir. Well, bon voyage, and have a great great time. And, yeah, watch out for those icebergs. Jeez, that's pretty interesting. Hope you guys have fun. We'll see you when you get back. W2UU, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73's Semper Paratus.
Okay, Dick, 73's Semper Paratus, too. It'll be a while before we get back on here, I'm sure. But but just keep us in your prayers. We'll see you soon. W5CGC, W2EUU is clear. Bye-bye.
See you when you return. I'm going to have to turn the antenna out to California for the East Coasters so I can work a West Coaster, because that's the only way I'm going to be able to hear him, I think, today. Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie, W6RMC. Let's see what we can hear. Go ahead, Tim.
This is Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie. You're loud and clear as usual. It's 60 degrees and sunny. It's about 90 hours today. Over.
Oh, that doesn't sound like San Francisco Bay weather, but then again, I guess it is July almost, isn't it? Over.
Yeah, Roger. It's almost July. It's normal weather for here in the summertime. It's 80 degrees, usually, and a little clear, usually, so nothing unusual. You guys stay cool out there, though. Over.
Roger, Roger. Very good, sir. Well, any plans for the weekend?
Well, we got the granddaughter this weekend, so that's going to keep us busy. Other than that, nothing, over.
Roger that. You going to play in the field day from the house?
No, I haven't done that in a long time. I think I'll pass, over.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've done it, too. I know the local club is going to be out there somewhere. I'm not sure where they're at, but I know they usually participate in it every year. So sometimes they do it from the EOC, which is good because it's air conditioned over there. Over.
That's a great idea out there. It's actually operating somewhere around here. I don't know where it is, but I'll hunt around it. I might do a little bit later on just for fun. Over.
Yeah, the Coast Guard radio group out there in Alameda is operating their station from Coast Guard Island in Alameda today only, I guess. Not sure how long they're going to operate, but I did see a notice that they're going to operate from using, I believe it's a Whiskey 6 November Mike Charlie. So if you happen to be tuning around the band, you can maybe work them. Over.
Roger, thanks for the heads up. I may not be able to hear them, work too close. But we'll keep it out for Michael, you have a good day. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Tim. Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie, Big 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. And, yeah, stay cool out there in that nice California heat for today. Coming back around now, Kilo Bravo 1 November, KB1N is next up. Go ahead, Jerry.
Signal is about 5-3, just above the noise floor. Anyway, interesting dance today. Anyway, I'm not sure how my signal is getting out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got you maybe about a 4x1, not 100%, but I can read what you're saying. That's good news. Conditions, boy, I tell you what, if they stay this way throughout the month of July, it'll be disgusting, because it hasn't been good at all. But hope you're doing all right there, and we're doing here just fine. The captain has been over getting his chin scratched this morning. He seems like he wants a lot of attention today for some reason, so we've been giving him a chin scratch while we're talking on the radio, but he's otherwise doing well. Over.
Well, that's good. Crazy bands, your signal's up and down, but I can get a basic copy. I could filter it out more, but it just takes a lot of knob twisting. Anyway, thanks for picking me up, and I'll listen out as best I can. KB1N, go ahead.
All right, very good, Jerry. I guess have a good 4th of July weekend next week. I guess that happens before we meet again. So I guess we will say happy Independence Day and enjoy all the fireworks and all the outdoor activities. I know we'll be participating here. The neighbors having a giant neighborhood party on actually next Saturday. Or is it Saturday? Or Friday. I can't remember now which day it is, but We're going to participate in that, but I think the actual 4th of July holiday happens before we meet again. So happy Independence Day next week. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
7-3.
Whiskey 0, Echo November Echo. W0ENE, you there, John? Well, I heard a call up, W0ENE, just a few minutes before the net started. So, John, if you're there, I'll come back, call you again here in a second. November Oscar 4, Mike.
Yeah, W5CGC from NO4MM. And hello to everybody else on the net. Looks like we got a big field day weekend coming up. I hope to contact a few stations. I'm trying for the first time using my Pro 7 headset to have it sound.
Sounds good. No problem at all. You say it's a new headset?
No, I've actually had it for over a year, but I don't use it. This is going to be the first time that I use it actually on the air. Go ahead.
Well, it's actually a nice and sharp audio. Articulation is very good. I can read you very well. Not a strong signal. I don't think anybody's moving the S meter yet. But it's a tough day out there, over.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Well, I'm going to try to, get on and do a little operating before the thunder and lightning rolls in every single day in the afternoon. So I can't operate too much later than, maybe 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And then the weather turns bad and I got to bust up everything. And then maybe later on tonight, when things calm down, I can turn the radio back on.
Roger that. Well, good luck maybe working some of the stations that are operating field day. You may have heard me mention that they're going to operate from the Coast Guard Island out in Alameda. Their club station out there operating as Whiskey 6 November Mike Charlie. They'll be operating from their shack out there and just operating today. So if you hear them, say hello, over.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I wrote it down when you mentioned it last time, and I wrote it down here on my pad, so I'm going to listen out for them, and that sounds good. Okay, you have a great 4th of July, and thanks for everything you do, and I'll be talking to you next time, I guess. W5CGC from NO4MM, Semper Paratus.
All right, sir. 7-3 Semper Paratus. Yep, July 4th is next Friday, and so we'll be on Saturday, July 5, the day after the 4th. So, yeah, got to say happy Independence Day to everybody this week. All right, Kilo Bravo 1, Juliet Delta Yankee.
W5CGC, KB1, JDY. Hello, Dick and everybody on the net. George from Moosup, Connecticut. 68 degrees, Dick. Overcast, a few showers. And boy, last week was brutal up here. One day we had 100 degrees, the next day 97. Not used to that, Dick.
Yeah, well, I don't know that you ever get really used to it, even though we have that around here all the time. You basically, what I'm doing is shuffling in between the air-conditioned units. the car, the house, and, back, the only time I go outside is let the dog out in the backyard. That's about it, over.
Roger. And then the next day it was 40 degrees cooler. It was actually cold out there for a little bit. Went down into the 60s. Imagine that. Oh, well, that's the way it is. You can't change Mother Nature. And for field day, Dick, I'm going to work from the home station with Echo, the emergency power. Back to that.
Oh, okay. Really, very good. Congratulations to you on that, and good luck. I've got a vacate the shack due to my air conditioning situation. It gets hotter in here than it sometimes feels outside. And not only that, I don't want to operate any of the gear that needs cooling, because the temperature generally goes up to the mid-80s in the afternoons if it's into the 90s. I'm only able to get about 10 degrees of cooling when that sun shines in the front of the place. So I need two strong men to pick up the unit, or take the unit out that's there now, and then the same two strong men to put the new unit in into the wall. It's a wall unit like you find in a lot of motels, but it's up high as opposed to just underneath the window. So needs two strong men to do it, and I'm neither one of them. So we can't get it done until Monday. Over.
Roger, roger. We hear you, Dick. Yeah, have them be very careful there. It's a hard job to do, but once you get it in, you'll enjoy it. Well, Dick, thanks for picking me up. You sounded good in the Northeast today. I hope you hear me okay. 7-3, Semper Paratus, and happy 4th.
Yeah, you get the prize so far, the strongest station. You actually made it up to an S7, George. So good luck this afternoon in the event, and we'll see if we might tune around a little bit if we can right after the net and see what happens before it gets too hot in here. KB1JDY, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3 Semper Paratus.
7-3, Dick.
Whiskey 6 Kilo Mexico.
Yeah, good morning, Dick. You're 5-9 plus here. I think you're still pointed east. Very, very good signal. I'm hearing just about everybody. Not all strong, but can copy them. Anyway, I was sorry to hear about the air conditioner not being installed yet. There's one in the wall here that I use once in a while. Weather here has been warm, well into the 90s, and it might once again today do that before it cools off. Anyway, your sounding just great. Over.
Roger, roger. Very good, sir. Well, yeah, I've had four air conditioning units from the same manufacturer in here in the last year. Four, and all four of them lasted about 2 months, and that's about it. And I decided after that I just wasn't going to put up with that anymore. They won't honor the warranty anymore. So I ended up going out, and it's not the guy that put it in, it's the company that sells it. It's the manufacturer. They don't seem to want to cover their defective products. So I went and bought a different brand of air conditioner, but it got delivered yesterday, and it looks like a coffin. It's in a great big heavy box laying here on the floor. And that's where it'll stay until Monday, I guess. Anyway, have a great weekend out there. You stay cool. I don't know if it's going to be as warm as Petaluma, but they were talking about 90s up there. Over.
Yeah, we'll be in the low 90s. And I'm amazed to hear that W6NMC has revived. That call sign had been passed along to somebody else that's not in a Coast Guard. I don't know how they get away with that. I do have they claim their very first postcard, or QSL card, excuse me, that they put out, and all the people involved in it are disappeared. So I don't know what's going on, but we're pretty close. We don't hear Petaluma. I can hear a voice in the background. I can't copy him, but I hope I can get the island. Anyway, 7-3 and promise to everybody, and we will miss the 4th of July, I'm sure. 7-3, W6 Kim.
Enjoy the Independence holiday. Whiskey 6 Kilo Mexico, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. November 4, November Mike Kilo.
Yeah, hey, Bob. Really light copy, but there wasn't any interference, so I was able to hear you. That's pretty good. You were really down at the receiver floor today. Missed you the last couple of weeks, but I got your check-ins via the online app, and so that's all very good. Hope you're going to have a good 4th of July. Are you planning to go anywhere or do anything? Over. Sir, well, you enjoy the day, and appreciate you checking in with us today. I hope you're feeling all right, and everything is going all right in that department. So we'll say 7-3s and semper paratus. You have a great weekend. And this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Dallas, Fort Worth, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard.
Whiskey 0, Echo, November, Echo.
Whiskey Delta 3, November.
Whiskey 0, Echo, November, Echo, and Whiskey Delta 3, November, or any other Coast Guard veterans. Wow, I wasn't able to make any call signs out. Stand by, let me work these two, and I'll come back, and we'll try some different antenna rotations. Whiskey 0, Echo November, Echo, good morning.
Good morning, Dick. I checked in originally on my field day rig, SG-2020, SGC rig that I got from Ed. But it runs 20 watts, and when you called me back, you were fading pretty bad. You're up strong when I called in, but conditions definitely changed rapidly. Over.
Yeah, they're. It's just been that's the way it's been for the last several weeks, months. It's been kind of tough. Are you going to go out to do field day, or are you doing it from the house? Over.
Well, I was just checking the rig out. I got it from Ed a couple of months ago, and I don't think he'd ever played with it much. He'd had one before and really liked it, and he picked this one up, and I don't think he really did much with it. But this one had a feedback problem between the microphone and the speaker in receive mode, which was weird. And after doing a lot of research and not finding out anything, I kind of moved some wires around in there to see if we could kill the feedback path. And the first time it worked for about a day. The second time, I don't know. I did it again last night, and it seems to be working fine now. But I don't really feel that blowjet circuit in it that makes it sound a lot like a 100-watt rig. And it's a good signal when the conditions are right.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I heard you just fine when you called the first time. It was while I was doing the CW lead-in, but yeah, no problem at all then. Of course, then the band conditions changed. Well, I hope you and the pup are doing fine and the family, and any big plans for the 4th of July week? Over. Very good. Well, yeah, you took a fade on that one again. So I tell you what, this band just changes every moment or two. Hope Ed's doing well. I haven't heard from him today. Please send along my regards to him, and hoping for a nice recovery from his accident there, and hopefully he'll be able to get into the shack here before too long. Over.
Roger, I need to call him. I haven't talked to him this week, so I don't know what his status is currently. He was getting better. We'll Corrados. Have a wonderful 4th of July, and we'll catch up with you later.
All right, sir. 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. Whiskey 0, Echo November Echo from Whiskey 5. Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey Delta 3 November.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey Delta 3 November. You are now 5-6 into Portage, Pennsylvania. We're having a not too bad of a day considering last week was in the mid-90s and all the humidity that they could have.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. I think we're going to be, like I mentioned, I think we're going to be in the mid-90s or above today, and it's a little bit humid too. A lot of Gulf moisture coming up. Anyway, nice strong signal for the moment, Dennis. And I hope you have a good week. Anything going on at your place for the 4th of July? Over.
Well, we have one of those outdoor projectors. We're going to have outside movies and cooking out and wait for fireworks.
That sounds like fun. That sounds like a good way to celebrate Independence Day. Very fine, sir. I hope the weather holds for you and it isn't too hot and doesn't get wet. Over.
Roger, roger. I was looking at the weather chart. Looks like it'll be a perfect evening for watching movies outside and waiting for fireworks. God bless America. Semper Paratus. Thank you for all you do here on this net. And 7-3.
All right, sir. Have a great holiday. Good 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Whiskey Delta 3 November. Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Let's see if we can pull another station or two out of the ether looking for Coast Guard veterans.
Whiskey 2 India, India Tango.
Whiskey 2 India, India Tango. I have you. Was there another? Any Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary out there? Any relays? Whiskey 2, India, India Tango, go ahead.
5 Lucas, good morning. Bill, Stony Brook, Long Island, New York, your signal's 5-9.
Hello, Bill. Good to hear you today. You got a nice signal in here as well. It's about a 5-5, 55-57, but Q5 copy. Good audio. Hope all is well with you up there in Long Island. Anything planned for the week? Over.
Yes, a family vacation with the kids and grandkids. Just checking the equipment out. Might get to spend some time on field day today. And how are you doing?
Well, we're doing good. Planning a nice week here. Got part of my family is out of town this weekend, but we're going to have a get together when they get back and have a nice 4th of July celebration. Going to have a neighborhood party on the 5th, but on the 4th, I'm not sure what we're going to do yet. We'll have to talk about it when they come back. I'm sure it'll be something. We'll, if nothing else, we'll watch fireworks on TV. That's always fun, and there's usually plenty of them on there. So are you going somewhere? Are you going to leave the area there, or are you vacationing sort of at home? Over.
Whiskey 2 India, India Tango. Yeah, we are going up to Pennsylvania for the 4th of July, and should be good. The thing is, it gets harder and harder to get everyone in the family off at the same time between lacrosse, soccer, and all the other activities the grandkids are in. It's very difficult to get them all together, but we managed to get them all together this weekend.
Well, I certainly understand that situation very well. Well, congratulations on getting the crew together and having a great time up there. We'll wish you the best. Have a great Independence holiday. Big 7-3 Semper Paratus to you, and congrats on a big signal as well. Over.
Fine business, and thank you very much, and thanks for doing the net. I don't get on it as often as I'd like to, but I appreciate the fact that it's there. So thank you very much, and indeed, Semper Paratus.
Thank you, sir. Semper Paratus to you. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking for additional check-ins now. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Any Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. NM3G, it works better when I step on the mic, push the talk button. November, Mexico, 3 Germany, just got you in here through the noise. How's it going, over? Well, I would say so. We unfortunately haven't had any rain for about 2 weeks, and it's beginning to show. All that nice green grass is starting to assume its brown summertime color. Even though I do run the sprinklers, it's just too hot during the day and it burns it up. So that's the way it goes. All is well here. I'll give you a captain report. He is underneath my feet, underneath the desk, and probably looking for a cool spot. But it's still fairly cool in here. I've got a new air conditioning unit now that came in yesterday. Only problem is it's sitting on the floor. It's not up where it needs to be, and it takes two strong men to lift it up into position, and I ain't one of them. So we'll have to wait until Monday to get it installed. But it's a simple process when that happens. As far as the buzzard situation is concerned, we finally have had another baby buzzard sighting. He's finally come from wherever the nest was. I honestly still don't know for sure if it was underneath the deck or not, but he's now fully developed, flying, and got all black feathers with silver tips on the wings and an ugly head. But he's small and moving around out there with mom. I suspect they'll be gone here in another week or so. This is about the time of year that they depart the area. So that's a full report there, Richard. Over.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that you have another buzzard hatch, but maybe as long as it's not messing up your front step and porch, it's probably a good thing. Fans up and down, so I'm going to make it quick. 73 Dick, Semper Paratus, thanks for all you do. W5CDC, 73, November Mike Friedel.
You betcha. Thank you, sir. You came up to an S5 on that transmission. So, yeah, the good news is we did keep him off of the front porch, and we didn't scare any mailman or Amazon delivery people or the UPS guy. Not this year. And they've been on the back porch a little bit, but thankfully not anywhere close to the big mess we've had in years past. So we've been able to keep up with it. NM3G, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73s and Semper Paratus to you. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional check-ins now. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Any Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Whiskey 2, Uniform Tango Romeo.
Whiskey 2, Uniform Tango Romeo, by golly, from Jersey City. How you doing over there? And, man, your trip, Al, out to Governor's Island looks like the real deal. Looked like a pretty thing, pretty good ride out there. Over.
Roger, Dick, I hope I'm not overmodulating right now as I look at my aunt, but it was a great trip, and it was a really special memory lane. I didn't realize till the next day that it was also the day that our film bombers went in. Boy, it was a magnificent ride. Over.
Well, Roger, you know, I never did serve out there. I they moved the training center from Groton to down to Governor's Island after I was already out in the duty field, and I think they moved it before I got out of the Coast Guard, but I'm not sure when they opened it, but I wasn't there, and of course I wasn't at Petaluma either, so they moved there after I got out, well after I got out, I believe. Anyway, that had to be a nostalgic trip for you. Over.
Roger, I missed your very last question, Mark, but about Governor's Island, I was discharged from there, and ironically enough, and I'm grateful to having the last few days there doing colors in the evening, mowing the flag and folding it, so that was a nice departure. It was great seeing a couple of people from Jersey City playing fiddle and guitar, and that was really nice, and that's about my Governor's Island trip, and back to you. I mean,
you can
repeat your last question, over.
All right, say that last again. I didn't get the question, over.
Oh, Jack, I'll tell you, the conditions today are just crazy. Got you above my noise level, but sometimes you just dip in there too far down for me to hear you. Over.
No problem.
I understand that. This is very good. W2UTR, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. I guess it's been a tough go here for radio for the last month. Any plans for the holiday week? Any plans for the holiday week with 4th of July? I imagine you could probably, it won't be the third one from your pillow.
Yeah.
warranty anymore. I guess they've decided that we're doing something crazy. They sent another guy out, and he said, no, you're not crazy. The thing is, the tubes in it are so thin that they just leak out the coolant. And so I said, to heck with it. I actually bought another unit from a different manufacturer. And let's keep our fingers crossed that they don't know each other this time. And this one works for a little longer than 2 months. Over.
Roger. Well, gee, the conspiratorial members, they're awful sorry, and you're the only one buying your air conditioners. They've just lost their only business. Oh, my God. That is 2 months.
Well, I wish you luck on the new unit, and...
We'll chit-chat about ACs and some other time. I don't want to tie up your neck here, and other people want to get in. If you can get them. I'll try to get you next week. I'm certainly glad I got you today, Dick, and hello and happy 4th of July to all other coaches out there on the net, and try to catch you next week, Dick. I'll pay 73 on your final.
I'm Charlie Golf Charlie, W2UTR, and I'll be clear.
All right, very good. Al, good to have you on board. 73 Semper Paratus. My regards to Sandy, and hope you guys have a great anniversary. W2UTR, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus to you. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard. Any Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Kilo 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie.
Kilo 3, Kilo 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Dick. Glad I got through this morning. Just sitting here on another warm day, 82 degrees right now, going up to about 89. And I sympathize with your air conditioning problem because we've been battling that for a couple weeks now and waiting on them to put in a new evaporator coil in the air handler so we can cool off and finally get some nice sleep going around here. Back to you.
Yeah, it's, you know, the air conditioning industry right now is in total disarray because they changed the refrigerant again to a different kind, and it's not compatible with the older units, and it's creating havoc. This particular problem that I've had, though, is, you know, not related to that because these are self-contained units. They're just poor manufacturer. That's all there is to it. They use such high pressure in the compressor now that it just pumps all the coolant and refrigerant out over time, and it's been sitting. These units are about 4 years old. We've been able to figure that out from the serial numbers, and they've been sitting in a warehouse somewhere that long, and under pressure that refrigerant just, it sort of seeps out, and then when you finally fire it up and get the compressor going in there, it finally pumps the rest of it out, and it's just ridiculous. So hopefully this new unit that I have by a different manufacturer will be okay. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that they don't have the same problem. Over. Alright, sir, 73 Semper Paratus to you, and enjoy your 4th of July holiday. Kilowatt 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus. And this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, a weekly affair here on 14327 for the U.S. Coast Guard veterans. If we have any more Coast Guard veterans wishing to check in.
KB2MBY.
KB2MBY, go ahead. Yeah, KB2NBY, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, a little bit rocky there, Ken. A lot of QSB, not signal's not as good as from the house, but you're getting the signal out. It's going to be an interesting day today, over. All right, sir. Thanks for checking in. KB2NBY, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Any more? Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard. Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, would you happen to be on frequency from Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie?
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, I'll copy.
I copy you just fine. You're S7 to 8, nice big signal in here today. Boy, I tell you what, everybody's either out getting ready for field day or already started their 4th of July vacation, over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Probably everybody out there getting their antennas ready and getting their bugs ready and getting their barbecues going. So, yeah, probably going to be kind of short, I guess, today.
Yeah, I would think so. One of the things that I miss about not having the late net anymore is that you and I don't get to wrap up and chat after the whole thing is over. So we'll do a pre-wrap up here. How about that, over?
Well, we could do that, but I take it Dave is out of town.
Yeah, he's up in OMAC, I think. That's he one of his old Civil Air Patrol buddies came down here and actually performed their wedding ceremony here in the backyard, and they're from OMAC, and so they went up and drove up over the North Cascades Highway yesterday. It sent some beautiful pictures back. Of course, that ride is quite magical anyway. So they went across North Cascades Highway and over into OMAC, and now today they're driving down to Yakima to visit another one of Dave's old buddies from, I believe, from his Air Force days. And so they'll be staying in Yakima this evening and then driving back over to Everett tomorrow and back here on Tuesday. Over.
Oh, roger, roger. Well, nice little trip. Nice and warm over there on the other side of the mountain. It's been kind of chilly over here. A few clouds as usual with the maritime air coming up and bounding up against the Cascade. So, in fact, we had a little rain, not much, but a few sticks here yesterday and the day before. They say it's going to go away and we're going to be into the 80s by Tuesday, so I'll see how that goes. But he's pretty should have a pretty nice trip over there as long as he doesn't run into that murderer.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Ooh, they stayed in some. He called it. I forget the term he used for the hotel that he stayed in OMAC last night. But apparently it was, well, let's just say it's been around a while. So hopefully they're off and headed south into Yakima by now, because he texted me fairly early this morning. But yeah, I forgot all about that one. He did a tour of the Boeing plant, you know, the Everett plant there. They've got a nice tour that he and I did that when I came up to visit last time to the Northwest before he moved back here. And they did the tour. I guess things have really changed as far as that facility is concerned. They don't make the 747 anymore at all. Last time we were there, they still had a couple of freighters on the line, but they are gone, and they're making the Air Force tankers up there based on the 767 airframe. They're also they're doing the 777s, And they're also now constructing 737s. They're putting 737s together up there. So that was a surprise. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, that's their moneymaker as long as they don't have any more problems. They can't keep up with the Renton line, so they had to move the other line over there to the Everett area. And I guess the KC-46 tankers are being made up there. You see a few trucks parked over at Everett Airport every once in a while. So looks like they'll be doing that for a little bit until the Air Force doesn't have any more they need for them over.
Yeah, roger, roger. They also did the whale watching trip up to Anacortes, and apparently they actually saw some whales, went well up into the San Juans, and I don't know where up there, but they saw some whales, so they got their money's worth. Over.
Oh, that'd be a nice trip. Yeah, they've been showing them on the TV, so they're out there. In fact, they found out that the whales are using bull kelp to scrub their bodies' backs and bellies, I guess, to get the stuff off of their skin.
I saw something about that. I wasn't sure what it was, but so that's what they're doing. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, and so they had that on the television. Using bull kelp, they'll swim down and get some bull kelp, and then they'll roll around with it and scrub their buddy. W5CGC, AL7DD for ID.
All righty, very good, sir. AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. A little short on takers today. Let me make a call here and see if anybody wants to check in before we QSY to 14300, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Boy, I tell you what, all signals are weak. I didn't get any call signs out of that. Try it again.
Kilowatt Delta 7
X-ray
Yankee.
Kilowatt Delta 7 X-ray Yankee.
Roger, roger.
Okay, Kilowatt Delta 7 X-ray Yankee, go ahead.
Yeah, I just heard you out there all by yourself. Not a vet here, but just listening to the van. Thought there'd be a few more signals.
All right, Kilowatt Delta 7 X-ray Yankee. Looks like Kelly in Meridian, Idaho. Is that a roger?
Roger, roger, roger.
Okay, Kelly, any prior military service for the logbook?
Negative, just a guess, over.
All right, sir. Well, you're about a 5-2 into the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Thank you very much for checking in.
Roger, roger. Thank you. You're 5-5. 55. Thank you.
All right, sir. Have a great 4th of July week and happy Independence Day. KD7XY, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Any other Coast Guard veterans out there? Coast Guard veterans. I think I'm hearing Alaska. KL7IQQ, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Richard Semper Paradis, KL7IQQ. Good Q5 up here in Alaska.
Well, the band must be very long because I've gotten nobody, hardly anybody, from either coast today. So, very good. How are things in Alaska? You got a good 4th of July week planned?
Yeah, we got pretty nice weather. It's 50 degrees and sunny out there. No wind today. And looking forward to watching some fireworks, over.
Roger, roger. Sounds like a good plan to me. We're going to be doing a big neighborhood party next door on the 5th, but the 4th, I'm not sure what we're going to do. I may just have to find some hamburgers to burn on the barbecue or something, and we might watch some fireworks too. Over.
Yeah, it sounds like a good plan there. Good day. So it's probably a lot warmer down there, though. Over.
Oh yeah, it's going to be in the probably about 98 degrees most days all week. Over.
Yeah, I don't think I can handle that anymore, being up here so long. Anyway, Richard, we'll let you carry on there, and
KL7IQQ, W5CharlieGolf Charlie. Very good, Larry. 73 Semper Paratus to you. And yes, it is time for me to QSY to 14300. We'll be heading up there momentarily. AL7DD, did you copy Larry? Over.
Roger, roger.
Okie doke. So we've already got him checked in. I thought I might have heard another one or two Alaskans up there with my antenna pointed that way, but we've got a QSY now to 14300 and start things back up there. If you try to check into the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net and you didn't make it, we'll be listening on 14300 in a moment or two. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, now QSY to 14300. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, net control for the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net for this hour, and we're set to take it over. Over. All right, sir. Thank you very much. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC. And for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, which is part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It is sunny out there and going to be very warm today. Right now, our temperature is a nice warm 89 degrees, going up to about 98 degrees today. No wind, clear blue skies. We are broadcasting direct on the internet. We're streaming live on the TuneIn Tango Uniform November Echo Indian November TuneIn app, also on Broadcastify. Broadcastify is the other app that we're using. You can find us there just by switching to looking for Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie on those apps, and we'll come up if you have them on your phone. All right, right now is our tradition, is to first listen for active duty Coast Guard, so let's do that. We're looking for any active duty Coast Guard. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
November 1, Mike X-Ray Bravo.
November 1, Mike X-Ray Bravo. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I thought you were calling retirees, but I think you're calling active duty people, correct?
I go ahead, because I don't think we're going to have any active duty today. This is kind of a slow weekend for everybody. So how you doing? November 1, Mike X-Ray Bravo. Let me get the antenna down there, to Carlos, just a little bit. Go ahead, over.
Okay, very well. We're doing fine here in Port San Lucie. We went to field day helping to put the antennas up, and I came back home to take care of things I needed to do. But I want to jump in and say hello to all the members of the U.S. Coast Guard and wishing them blessings and the best. And Semper Paratus, back to you.
All right, Carlos, thank you very much for checking in today. Big 7-3 Semper Paratus to you, and good luck with your field day activities. Hope you have a great 4th of July weekend. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Once again, any active duty Coast Guard. Hearing none, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Mr. Nick, how about this week in Coast Guard history? Over.
Okay, W5CGC, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta. And Carlos a little bit from Florida up here this morning. But this week in Coast Guard history, in 1933, the Airways Division, which had been conducted as a division of the Lighthouse Service, but under the administrative supervision of the Secretary for Aeronautics, Department of Commerce, was separated from the Lighthouse Service. And in 1942, Coast Guard Beach Patrol Division. I think Andy was part of that, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Okay, in 1942, the Coast Guard Beach Patrol Division was established at Coast Guard headquarters under the command of Captain Raymond J. Mauerman.
Whiskey 502, Echo Lima Delta, station ending.
November Yankee 9 go. Very good, sir. Stand by. Any other Coast Guard veterans? November 1 something, I'll try again. November 1 Delta, Foxtrot Delta. November 1 Delta, Foxtrot Delta, stand by. Any other Coast Guard? Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary? Kilo 0, Kilo 4. Tango Uniform Kilo. Okay, give me a, is it Kilo Air, Kilo Oscar or Kilo Mike? Kilo Mike 4, Tango Uniform Kilo. Okay, let me work these four stations, they're taking your call. And we'll get you in here. Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta. Okay, we're going to QSB on your signal, but we got that. Sounds like some pretty toasty weather in your part of New Jersey this past week. Hope you have a good 4th of July holiday week, and we'll be doing some fireworks on the field, eh? one Delta Foxtrot Delta. Way up in Maine, November 1 Delta Foxtrot Delta. We have a Nicholas up there. Are you with us, Nicholas? Anybody talk to him? Alright, nothing heard. Kilo Mike 4, Tango Uniform Kilo. Yeah, very good, Mark. Did N1 DFD come back? No response. So you're setting up okay. Yeah, I hope you have a good activity there and get everything all set up. I hope the weather stays cooperating with you. Are you going to be outdoors or are you indoors, huh? Roger, very good, sir. Have a good day there. Wish you good luck. Thank you very much for checking into the Coast Guard net today. Kilo Mike 4, Tango Uniform Kilo, 65, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73, Simple Private. And this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, a weekly affair here on 14-3800 at noon Eastern Time on Saturday, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans. Those who serve U.S. Coast Guard. Kilo 4 Yankee India 4, I have you, Kilo 4 State Yankee Lima Lima, I have you, Kilo Bravo 6 YNA Strike 3, any other Coast Guard veterans? Kilo 4 November Echo Oscar. Alright, let me walk this group here. K-Field, Yankee, and the Apollo, go ahead. 104.3 for you. Over. Okay, you faded out a little bit. I think you said you had somebody else that wanted to check in. Is that Roger? Okay, we'll make sure I got some fading going on there. Over 2-1-8-8 Uniform Group Sierra, is that the correct code? Very good, sir. Well, welcome to the Coast Guard Net, and Christopher. Hope you guys have a good time up there, Chris. Hope the weather's here for you, with you, and you could have some fun today in Sierra, yeah? Yeah, about 7-3 is the Central Florida Sierra, and thank you for your, for the Coast Guard Hotline. KUFA-8 Uniform Base Sierra, yesterday called Charlie Air Charlie. 7-3 is in Central Florida. Next time the last day is over 6, JC November Easter. Alright, airway, Kilo Kilo 4, November Echo Oscar. Kilo Kilo 4, November Echo Oscar.
Well, we wish you a speedy recovery on that, and hope it all turns out well, ever.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's got to be done, so just going to go ahead and get done and get it over with. So just trying to get everything else done with work. But you guys are coming in great. I've been trying to get in for the last 2 weeks and couldn't to talk to you guys on the net. Turns out that my long wiring kind of had chased a little bit and was opening up against the tower. So when I couldn't do that, I just ran out there real quick and fixed it. So it sounds like I'm getting out okay. Over.
JR, you're 2-5 copy, and you're fluctuating a little bit between an S3 and an S5, and conditions the last month, several months, have not been very good, but the last couple of weeks have been just terrible. So, glad to have you on board today. We played 7-3. Have a great 4th of July holiday week, and he's trying to do it again on the 5th, huh?
Yes, sir, and thanks for everything you do on the net, and Central Products to all of our Coast Guard brothers and sisters out there, and happy 4th of July. Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Alpha Lima, back to next people.
All right, sir. 7-3, Semper Paratus, Kilo Bravo 3, Quebec Whiskey Charlie.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody here on the Coast Guard net. My name here is Larry, Lima Alpha Romeo, Romeo Yankee. I'm in Eastern Baltimore County, Maryland here today. We're at our field day site up here at the edge of Sky Park. Our field day call sign will be W3PGA. And I'm a member of the Coast Guard only for 40 years this year. So our division commander up here in Sector Maryland NCR. So I've seen a lot of Coast Guard last 40 years of Coast Guard noise, so that's the story there. And you got a good signal up here to the state of Maryland. I'm on a Mosley tri-band rotatable dipole, so that's the story there. He's an ICOM 718. Back to that, KB3QWC.
All right, very good, Bill. Nice, strong signal from there in Maryland. You're good, solid S7 to 8. No problem at all. Sounds like you got a good setup going. Good luck in the event, and thank you for your service in the U.S. Coast Guard. We'll say 7-3s, and Semper Paratus to you. Have a great week and a good 4th of July holiday. KB3QWC, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, take care.
7-3, the 5th of July will be my birthday, my 58th birthday, so that's the story there. We'll say 7-3 to you, and have a good day down in Texas from the as of Scott Park at our field day site, KB3QWC.
All right, sir. 7-3s. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard.
Whiskey 0, Delta Foxtrot uniform. Whiskey 0, Delta Foxtrot uniform.
Whiskey 0, Delta Foxtrot uniform. Go ahead.
Whiskey 0, Delta Foxtrot uniform. I served out there on Alameda Island about early 90s, taking care of the San Francisco Bay search and rescue, as well as the public safe floating class instructor.
Roger that. Are you in Pueblo West, Colorado?
QSL.
Okay, I'm turning my antenna up your direction to get maybe, I've got a good signal on you, but I'm going to make sure it's solid with the QSB going on. So, welcome to the Coast Guard, Nick. What years did you serve in the Coast Guard, huh?
89 to 92, out down San Francisco Bay.
89 to 92 in San Francisco Bay. And what rate or rank did you attain while you were there?
I was actually went in as on the auxiliary, and I was actually an E6 exiting the U.S. Army from 78 to 89, and then I switched over as a public safe boating instructor, and then did the search and rescue as well.
Roger that. Well, very good, Dan. Well, I'm glad you found us. Good to have you on board with us. If you haven't already done so, I don't think you have. Have you checked out our website yet and become a member of the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club? There's no dues or fees involved.
No, go ahead and give me the site. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC.org, W5CGC.org. On the left-hand side, there's a menu list of things you can click on. One of those is a membership form, and if you just fill that out, give us your information, your Coast Guard biography, bio info, and that's all there is to it. We'll send you a nice certificate of membership, and you'll be a member of the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club. Over.
Roger, roger.
really enjoyed my time there, and I worked with a bunch of good guys before they closed down that Alameda Naval Base. I had a good time out there.
Roger, Roger, you bet. Very good, sir, and thank you very much for joining us today. Hope you have a good 4th of July holiday.
Yeah, you as well, and Semper Ferrata 73 from Colorado, W0 DFU.
W0 Delta Fox Uniform, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Ferrata to you. Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta.
Okay, Mr. Nick, we had some pretty long propagation a few minutes ago. You want to try for the Alaskans, Hawaiians, and Point West, over.
Okay, we'll give her a try. And for the station testing, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, you're on top of a live frequency, and please do not QRM. Okay, we'll bring the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska, looking for our Alaskan members. KL7IWC, KL0, KBX Zulu, KL7 India Sierra, or KL2, pop the mic. He's real close to me, I can't hear him there, Rick. Go ahead.
Well, he's fading on me a little bit, but we got another one on lift now.
Okay, I think he checked in last week, 10-7 Quebec to Juliet. Okay, anything else there, Rick?
No, kind of a nice day, cloudy, but it's going to warm up. I'm going to get outside and enjoy the weather.
Okay, yeah, it's cloudy here, too. I don't know if we're going to warm up or not. All right, well, send me any links of the destruction being launched off the banks of the Mutinesca River.
Yeah, that new car launch. Yeah, they're getting ready for it.
All right, send me any links. Okay, KL2, pop the mic with a big signal. About the loudest I have ever heard you, Rick. Anyway, KL7 India Sierra, go ahead.
KL7 DB, KL7 IS, good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Peter. How's things up where you are?
You know, things are starting to settle down a little bit. We've got the office moved and the fire's out on the ship, over.
Yeah, I saw that. It finally sunk, so I guess they're going to kind of monitor the area for a while, huh?
Yeah, we sent a ship out. It's 400 miles out, and it's sitting at 17,000 feet of water, so I don't expect to see anything thermal up.
I heard it was pretty deep, so anyway, I guess you don't have to worry about going that hunchback.
Yeah, for real, total loss, shipping, cargo,
Yeah, that's an unbelievable the way it happened, too.
Yeah, it's crazy. Once those TVs get on fire, they start burning down the fiber track, and then everything totally sticks. We had a lift, then a storm, the better, and sealed it right over, and you kind of fight through it, and, you know, awful lot of water.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. I bet that was something impressive to watch, though. Yeah, Roger. Okay, so where did you move?
so the office, we have a plane here, the green part of the Alaska here, is co-joined with the plane in a hangar at the airport, and the company we are with there, they want only aviation in the hangar, so we moved it to downtown, so we're right at Sea of Potter.
Oh, right downtown, okay. All right, well, thanks, Pete. Anything else?
Everything's going well here. Go out to J Bear and do some long flyer configuration, but I'm not involved in any field day today.
Okay, well, very good. I see they're getting more fires up there, so I don't know how many they got going, but there's some pretty good sized ones, I guess, by Healy.
Yeah, White Team called up south of Fairbanks, and he was busy with friends in town, didn't go up, but it's not as bad as it was on my.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, hopefully they won't get very much more. Anyway, thanks, Peter. You have a good week. And stop for Parada.
Thanks very much. And by the way, November 7th, we're going to be quite loud here. You put the active duty radio men on active.
Yeah, that's what Rick said. And it's real close down here on the, in Oregon, so that's why I couldn't hear him. But we got him logged in, and thank you for that to AL7 India Sierra, AL7 DD.
AL7 DD, AL7 IS, Semper Paratus, Semper
Yep, Semper Paratus, and we have a good 4th of July. We keep forgetting about that. This is coming up on Friday. Clear with AL7 India Sierra, AL7 IWC, or KL0 Quebec Zulu. Oh, Larry, you're really, really weak. Go ahead. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he was a radio man, it was 91 to 94. Okay, Larry, I heard you say you weren't part of the first 210s like me. I was on the Vigorous, so it's SWMC627, but I didn't get much of that. You went down into the muck, but we got you and Glenn checked in, and Semper Paratus, and happy Fourth of July. Drive it helps, because I heard you 100% that time. Take care, you and Glenn. Have a good field day and a happy Independence Day on Friday. KL7 IWC, KL0, Quebec Zulu, here with you. Any more of our Alaskans? All right. I thought I might hear somebody from Kodiak, but nothing out of Kodiak. So we'll bring the water around here to Carlton. And I did get an email, so I'm sure he's going to be listening to us. So, WH6ANH, WH6ANH, AL7DD.
No, he's not. This is W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, I just got a note from him via the website. He's not near a radio, had a surprise visitor at the house, so he missed check-in. But all is well there. And while I've got you, that November 7 station, Nick, I didn't get the call sign. He was talking to KL2 Papa Mike, I guess.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. N7QJ.
November 7, Quebec Juliet.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll log him in. Sound like he was an ex-Coast Guard radioman?
Yeah, that's, he checked in, I think, last week, too, from Oregon.
Oh, that's Ryan, down in Banks, Oregon. Yeah, okay. N7QJ, are you still listening?
Roger, roger. Can you hear me, Dick?
I can now. Stand by a minute here. We're going to let Nick go ahead and call Hawaii, and I'll pick you up. Over.
Roger, roger.
AL7DD, go ahead. I've got Ryan now with the antenna pointed that way.
Okay, yeah, he was really loud in Alaska, but I didn't hear a peep out of him because he's too close. So anyway, I'll just see if we can get a hold of Josh, and then we'll turn it back to you and Ryan. So,
They have an exercise set up down at near Iroquois Point, with a park down there. So it was a swing by there, but that's probably more of a just a picnic. Propagation has been zero here for quite a while. During the day, it doesn't pick up until towards late afternoon when it starts getting dark. But during the day, I don't know, maybe talk local 40 meter and PHF and things like that. So that's the scoop from here, and I wish to report Nick hopefully doing well. AL7DD, NH7J.
Oh, big signal there, Gus, and yeah, tell me about it. I've been listening for KBJ, and I figured, you know, it's similar propagation to 15 meters, and man, I could just barely tell it was there, and this is like in mid-afternoon. And then later on, it's 7 o'clock my time, so it'd be a little couple hours. I heard a little bit better, but not much propagation from KBJ, and at least I could hear the identifier at the end.
I've been kind of active with more than that here, and done pretty useless until about,
NH7J out in Hawaii. Good to hear you out there, Gus. Good luck if you're going to go mess around with that field day activity. I'm sure the weather will be just perfectly fine in Hawaii anyway. And hope you have success out there. You're about a little QSB on me on your signal for me, but Q5 copy. So that's NH7J. 73's aloha. November 7, Quebec, Juliet. Ryan, I got you in the logbook. How are you doing? Over.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, November 7, Quebec, Juliet. Yeah, hi. Thanks for picking me up, Rick. I appreciate it. And Dick, good to hear from you. You definitely came up on my end when you slung the antenna up to the Colorado station. I got you like 10 over now. We're set up for field day here near Duper, Oregon. Wait for the operation to start. And it should be a good time. I don't want to keep you, but appreciate you picking me up, and good to know the setup is working. Over.
Oh, yeah. You're Q5 copy, no problem at all. Good signal strength, S5 to 7, no problem here in North Texas. And how did your trip go to Astoria? How did you have a good time out there, over?
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful. I think I told you we went aboard the Eagle and got to spend some time and talk with some of the cadets, some of the staff. Bought a challenge coin from them and took a lot of pictures. It was a beautiful ship, over.
Roger that. Well, it sure is fun to see her when she comes into port. All right, sir. Well, good luck out there today. I think your field day setup is working just fine. We'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you, and we'll look for you next week.
Roger, roger. Semper Paratus and 7QJ clear.
This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5 Coast Guard Club in Dallas-Fort Worth, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who have served in the U.S. Coast Guard.
Alpha Alpha 7 Alpha Zulu.
Alpha Alpha 7 Alpha Zulu, big signal. Who's the other one? Ending in Oscar.
Kilo Tango 6 Victor Oscar.
Kilo Tango 6 Victor Oscar.
Roger, roger.
All right, sir, stand by. And was there another Coast Guard vet? Okay, I got partials. Try again. Okay, the Air Force veteran. Give me your call again.
November Kilo 7 Whiskey, NK7W.
November Kilo 7 Whiskey, all right. And I think there's still one more Coast Guard veteran out there. Who's that?
November 7 Alpha Echo.
November 7 Alpha Echo, and I think there's even another one under that. Let me work this this group, and we'll go from there. Alpha Alpha 7 Alpha Zulu, good to have you on board. Good signal today. Over.
Well, good morning, Dick. Yeah, I was beginning to wonder. After moving to 300, I attempted to check in a number of times, and apparently the signals just weren't going east. But at any rate, you've got a good signal in here now. Apparently when you turn the antenna, your signal drops right down into the noise, and I can hardly pull you out. But at any rate, beautiful day in Hermiston, presently 75, and it's expected to get up close to 90 today. So I guess it's very comparable to what you're experiencing there in Dallas as well. And as far as field day is concerned, I think I'm going to do my field day right here at the house. The local club, they're doing a field day out in the woods, out in the mountains, but that's just too cockeyed far for me to go. I think it's about a 100-mile run from Hermiston up to where they're at. Maybe not quite that far, but close to it. And so I think I'll just do my field day work right here at the house. So.
And let's see, earlier this month I worked the Lewis and Clark Trail on the Air event. Enjoyed that. Worked at the completely CW this year. And the next one I'm going to participate in is the 13 Colonies, which will start here on the 1st. So we're kind of looking forward to that, too. So, that's about all I do in the way of extra, other than just having a rag chew. I'm not a DXer. The reason I don't DX is because I can't understand those foreign accents. So that's about it here, Dick. Like I said, beautiful day here in Hermiston, and we're gonna send it back to you. W5 CGC. Here's AA7AZ.
AA7AZ, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good, sir. Well, good to have you with us, and sounds like you've been got some good radio activities going there, and that's good to hear. I don't blame you for not going out in the woods with the fellas and doing the field day from your home QTH there. No problem at all. 7-3s, we'll look for you next week. Glad we're able to get you in the log. 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. Kilo Tango 6, Victor Oscar. Go ahead. Kilo Tango 6, Victor Oscar. You're really light copy here all of a sudden. I've got Tom in Agoura Hills. Is that correct? Okay, Tom. Any prior Coast Guard service? Over. I'm having a real difficult time hearing you. Are you a prior Coast Guard? Over. Yeah, AL7DD, are you having any luck?
Yeah, he's Coast Guard 68-72, about my time.
Okay, I'm just barely hearing enough to know that he's there. See if you can contact him, and he's never checked into the net before, at least not on this log, so maybe we can get him into the club. Over.
Yeah, I think he said he was on the website.
This is Mr. Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel. Were you talking to me? I said it relay.
Talking to AL7DD. Stand by, Don.
Okay. I can hear the other guy okay.
Yeah, the station that was trying to check in that served in the post bar 68-72. Go ahead. Okay, Kilo 6 Alpha Hotel Germany, were you the Coast Guard guy? Okay, I'm pointing down your direction. So you were Coast Guard 68-72? Okay, 56-71, and you're Kilo 6 Alpha Hotel Golf? Oh, in Houston. All right. Have you been to our website and signed up? Okay, K6 Alpha Hotel Golf. All right, well, you go to the website on the left side and fill out the form. No charge, no dues. We don't suspend your or spread your information out. It's just for our use. And we will send you a nice certificate, over. Yeah, he's in Southlake, so it's pretty close to him, over.
Okay, well, very good, and we'll be looking to hear from you.
And I'm on the West Coast here, so I can usually get somebody that's closer to Richard there. All right, anything else this morning? Yeah, roger, roger. Well, we've been at good conditions for like 2 months now because of the CMEs that seem to go off on Wednesday and show up on Saturday. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in. Kilo 6 Alpha Hotel Golf, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. OK, Hey, Richard, I don't know if that was the same guy that you were working, but I got Kilo 6 Alpha Hotel Golf there, Richard, and we're getting short of time here. So back over to you, W5CGC, AL7DD.
AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, no, that wasn't. I heard him, though, down in the Houston area. The one I was trying to get was Kilo Tango 6 Victor Oscar. Kilo Tango 6 Victor Oscar down in Agoura Hills, California. Over.
Okay, I didn't hear him, so that's why I was kind of confused. Oh, Kilo Tango 6 Victor Oscar? Okay, here, I'm bringing my quad back down in your direction there. Kilo Tango 6 Victor Oscar, go ahead. Kilo Tango 6, Victor Oscar, good morning, and did you hear my information passed to the other station about Coast Guard Club? Okay, well, very good. We'll be looking to see your information come across, and glad to have you on board this morning. Yeah, well, like we're here, we're every Saturday for the last 31 years. So, anyway, we got to get out of here after the top of the hour. So, be looking to hear from you more often. Over. The times we start at 14:327 at 8 o'clock West Coast time, and then we move to 14:300 at 9 o'clock West Coast time for an hour. So we only have 2 hours now. We used to come a little bit longer, but we haven't had as much participation. So between 8 and 10 West Coast time, over. Okay, 73 is in Semper Paratus. And back to you there, Richard, and you can turn it over to Don, DA6 Fox Hotel, W5CGC, AL7DD.
Okay, AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, thanks for the relay. And if you still wish to check into the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net and you haven't done so, go to our website. We've got no more time on the air today. We have suspended operations on 14327 at 1 o'clock Eastern for the time being anyway. So if you haven't checked in yet, go to the website, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.oscarradiogolf.w5cgc.org. Upper left-hand side, there is a SSB net check-in line or link. Just click on that and just drop me a quick note with your name, call sign, and location, and you will get on the log for today. So that's all the time we have. Time now for the Maritime Service Network to continue with the pre-field day check-ins. Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel. It wasn't too bad, over.
Good. The band has improved. The last 3 days, the band is almost back to normal, pretty near. By the way, your California station was a Coast Guard, was in the Coast Guard, I forget now the name, but anyway, he did say he was in the process of registering on your website. Over.
I appreciate that, Don. We actually had some confusion because there was a 2 6 call area stations. One was in Texas down near Houston, and the other was actually in California. And so we got both of them in the logbook via AL7DD. So that we'll be happy about. Over.
Yep, I guess. And I heard them both too. And that's 56. That's a long time ago. almost as old as I am. Anyway, S9 signal, beautiful audio, right back to where you used to be, and we'll see what, did you have any interference from field day?
I'm not going to do field day today. My air conditioner in the shack is still on the fritz, and I've got a new one, but it won't be able to be installed until Monday. So it starts getting pretty hot in here fairly soon. And as soon as the sun kind of starts shining on the front of the building here, it jumps up about 10 degrees. So we're going to get out of here before that happens. Over.
Yes, I think they can appreciate that. Okay, well, have yourself a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
what day of the week is July 4th? We have our Canada Day on July 1st.
So the 4th is next Friday.
So have a great
July 4th. July 4th holiday.
All right, Don, we'll do. Have a good Canada Day on the 1st, and I've got a good story about that. Back in the days when I was doing the cross-country bike rides, about the Canadian National Anthem ringing out while all of us were still asleep somewhere in Montana, crisp and bright and loud across the plains of Montana on July 1st, waking everybody up, and I think we all got a big chuckle out of that. So, happy Canada Day. 7-3s, and we'll see you next week from W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Okay, I will clear with the W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. 6-6, welcome to the Fox Hotel. For the Marathon Mobile Service Club, this is the opening session. Dawn, Russell.